Okay, Rabbi Isai. Today's daf is daf Tes Zayin. As you recall, we started off Masechtas Rosh Hashanah about 2 weeks ago, and the first Mishnah on daf Beis has Baruch Hashem been elucidated and explained in great detail over the last 14-15 blat, Baruch Hashem. And now we're beginning the second Mishnah in daf Tes Zayin. Before we begin the Mishnah, I just wanted to point out, at the very end of the Mishnah on Daf Beis Hamad Aleph, the Mishnah concluded with a machloikis agabe, when is Rosh Hashanah le'ilan? The Mishnah says, be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, kid divrei beis shamai, u'beisil oimrim b'chamisha osir boi. The word kid divrei seems to be a very strong, very strange expression. Shouldn't it simply say, be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, Divrei Beis Shammai? This is Kid Divrei Beis Shammai.
Ki'ilu,
but it's not L'maisa Ki'ilu, it's Beis Shammai.
Right, but Kid Divrei is like Ki'ilu.
Right, so you're also bothered by this strange expression. Good. So I believe I saw this in B'nai Yisroscha, not now, but last month, 2 months ago. He says that the reason for this is because if we turn to Daf Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara asked, why does it say in the Mishnah that there are 4 Rosh Hashanim? L'choria, there are 5 Rosh Hashanim. How do you have 5? We had the Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, is 1. And then L'Regolim was Tesvav B'Nisan. It was the first of the 3 Regolim, like Reb Shimon that says, Kisidron for purposes of Bal Ta'achet. So that's 2. And then we had B'Echad B'Elul is 3. And then B'Echad B'Tishrei is 4. And B'Echad B'Shvat, or Chamisha Usa B'Shvat, is 5. So it's not Arba Rosh Hashanah Hain. There are 5 Rosh Hashanah which are enumerated in our Mishnah. The Gemara asked that Kasha on Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara gave 3 answers. The final answer was on the top of Ches Omer Aleph. We're on the second line of Ashi Omar. Arba Rosh Hashanah Hain, Shehein ba'arba Rosh Chadoshim. They're all together 4 Rosh Hashanim that fall out on Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, the premise of our Kasha was that there are 5. 1 on Echad B'Nisan, 2 on Chamisha Osir B'Nisan, 3 Echad B'El, 4 B'Echad B'Tishrei, 5 B'Echad B'Shvat. So no. There are 4 Rosh Hashanim that fall out on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore don't count number 2, which was Chamisha Asar B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim. Just count the Echad B'Nisan, the Echad B'El, the Echad B'Tishrei, and the Echad B'Shvat. But then the Gemara asked, if that's the case, are you paskening Ki B'Shamai? Because after all, according to Beis Hillel, it's Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. And if you're only counting the Rosh Hashanah, then it should only be 3. The Rosh Hashanah that fall on Rosh Chodesh, one is Echad B'Nisan, one is Echad B'El, and then one is Echad B'Tishrei. Because according to Beis Hillel, it's B'chamisha Usabash, it should only be 3. So what did the Gemara answer? Shloisha L'Divrei HaKoel. B'Echad B'Shvat Machloik is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Meaning that when we said at the outset of the Mishnah that there are 4 Rosh Hashanim, that would be in accordance with Beis Shammai. Because according to everybody, there are 3. But to maximize and put together 4, according to Beis Shammai, you have 4. That's how the Gemara concludes, right? That's on the fourth line. Hachikamar, Shloisha Divrei HaKoel, B'Echad B'Shvat, that's Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and if you add the 3 plus 1, then you get the 4 all together. Says Ibn Yisosra, that's Pshan the Mishnah. Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. How do you get to Arba Rosh Hashanim? So you go through B'Echad B'Nisan, B'Echad B'Tishrei, and find B'Echad B'Shvat, Kidivrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, you have 4 Rosh Hashanim Heim. According to Beis Hillel, you don't have 4. According to Beis Hillel, you only have 3. So that makes a lot of sense now. It's not Ki'ilu, but it's Kidivrei. When do I see that there are 4 Rosh Hashanim Heim? Kidivrei Beis Shammai. Because in fact, according to Beis Hillel, we only have 3. We don't have 4 that fall out Rosh Hashanim on Rosh Chodesh. So, it's a nice pshat and it's a poshut pshat. On to the new Mishnah and discussions of the Mishnah. Throughout the year, there are 4 times when the world is done, meaning that the Kodesh Baruch Hu upstairs in Shemayim is done the world to see whether they are deserving of the following. And the Gemara Mishnah explains. The Pesach al HaTvur. On Pesach, Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu sits, Kaviyochel, upstairs at Shemayim, in the royal bezdin upstairs, and decides what's going to be the story on the Tvua, on the grain. Which grain, we're going to talk about in the Gemara momentarily. Ba'ateris and Shavuos, al peiros se'ilat, v'gabi peiros. B'Rosh Hashanah, kol bo yo'ilam u'ilam l'fonav k'b'nei moroin. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, everybody passes before Kodesh Baruch Hu like b'nei moroin. What is the expression b'nei moroin? We'll see in Mitzvah Mandaf Yud Ches. And Shenema Yotzi Yachar Liba Meivin Alkom Hasein. Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and looks into everybody's hearts. He goes and understands all of their acts. And based on that, Kodesh Baruch Hu decides whether he's going to have a k'siva v'chsima toiva or chas v'sholom not. That takes place, of course, on Rosh Hashanah. And finally, Ubechag, when it comes Sukkot, Nidoy Nalamoyim, Kodesh Baruch Hu will go and make the decisions regarding how much rainfall there will be in the world. Vos Epis, Pesach is Tvua, Atzeres is Peter Se'ilon, Chag Halamoyim. The Gemara is going to explain down below the shaychus of each one to that particular Yantif.
So there are four times, four chapters where the whole world is judged?
The entire world. Exactly right. Zokimar, Hai Tvua, we said that the Pesach Nidoinim al HaTvua. So now the question is, which Tvua are we referring to? Ilayim HaTvua, the Kaima, are we talking about Tvua that is already standing at the time of Pesach? In other words, it was planted already a month or two before Pesach, and it's still standing at the time of Pesach. And now a Kodesh Baruch Hu decides, this Tvua is L'chaim, or Chas V'Sholem, Nisht V'chaim, or whether it's going to be L'mageifa, or whatever. Kolhani Harpatki, the Adu Allah, Amos Itten. Harpatki means all of those happenings and occurrences, the Adu Allah that already transpired prior to Pesach. When was the din for that? If the purpose of the din is Mikan Ulahaba, regarding the existing Tvua, but what about all of those things that have happened already prior to Pesach?
After all, not Pesach.
Exactly.
Okay, Rabbi Say, so a little bit of patience, and yes, Hashem, the Gemara will address. So, Ella Tvua de Mizdara, oh, you're referring to brand new Tvua that you're going to go and plant in the future. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu then is done, what's going to happen with that Tvua? Fine. So that seems to be the chat. We're not talking about old Tvua, but new Tvua that I'm going to plant in a month, 3 months, 6 months, whenever it is, Pesach, and Kodesh Baruch Hu decides whether the Tvua will be fine or whether there's going to be problems. So you want to remember the Chadina Mitna. So are you suggesting that there's only one time that Hashem decides on every batch of Tvua, and every crop of Tvua? Vatani will under the Braisa. Tvua She'ira Bakeri Oy Oynes. The word keri is a borrowed term. Obviously, keri doesn't apply to tvua. What it really means, mikra, a tvua that a mikra, a happening, an occurrence, occurred to this tvua. And Rashi explains that the word keri or mikra in this case is referring to something along the lines of borad oy shidofin. Borad would be hail. Shidofin means like a major storm, like a hurricane and things of that nature. And then you'll see that in the Rashi, there's a little gimel. I'm looking at the second narrow line of Rashi, Keren, Keri, going borod oishi dofayim. And then there's a gimel which takes us to the Bach, and the Bach adds a few words. And he says, shidofayim, oi oynes al yedei odam, going chayolois. Ah, so in other words, going back to our Gemara, the word keri is referring to something that happens bidei shamoyim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sends down hail. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a hurricane, and therefore, because of that, nebuch the tvua might be ruined. Oynes or something that happened bidei adam, that a whole army starts invading that country, and they all trampled over the fields, and therefore nebuch all the fields of grain have been destroyed. Okay, so zok to braisa tvua she'ira by keri oynes. Koidim a Pesach, if this took place right before Pesach, it took place at Purim time. Nidoinis l'sha'avar. This already was decided in the prior Pesach, the Pesach that took place about a year ago. The Achara Pesach, if a mikra or an oinis happens after Pesach is over, nidoinis l'abba, that means it's just been decided now. Although the word l'abba means in the future, Rashi says it really means this Pesach which just passed. So if we happen to be standing now right before Pesach, and Chas V'Sholem, something happens now to the crop of Tzvua, which is standing, that decision was already made last year. Now, fast forward 2 months, it's now post-Pesach, it's now Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it's Lag Bo'aymer. If something happens now, Nidon Es Labad, this was just decided now, this Pesach, not a year ago. And similarly, says the Braisa, and now you'll see why the Braisa previously brought the word Keri, Legabi Tvua, Odom She'ira by Keri Oynis. If a person had a Keri, Keri again means a Mikra, he had some Chas Hashem, some sort of fall, or something that happened to him, or some sort of oinus. If this happened twice, a week before Yom Kippur, this was decided last year Yom Kippur. If it happened liach Yom Kippur, nidon labada, means that this year Yom Kippur, the decision was made up in Shemayim, that this mikra, this oinus, is going to happen to the Adam. And therefore, what do I see? That both by Tvor, as well as by Adam, even by standing Tvor, Tvor which is standing out there in the field, they're in fact two times that is nidoin. It was nidoin pre-planting, and it was nidoin after it was already planted, and it was standing. Pesach passed a new din up in Shemayim. No, Merova. Shemamino. In fact, we see from that brisa that although in our Mishnah it just says the Pesach nidoin ala tefor, it really means two dinims: one din from last year, one din from this year. Assuming, of course, that the tefor was standing over the Pesach period. There is winter grain, which is planted, for instance, in September, October, and which already is harvested already in March. Then, of course, then you don't have the benefit of the second done. It's only the first nidoin last year, pre-September, in the previous Pesach. But if you have the type of tour that goes over Pesach, then you have taka two times when Hashem has done the tour. Omer Abaye, Abaye said, therefore, Hilkach, ki chozi inish the mitzlach zara afla, liktim valizra charfa, the adamotil midainai, kodim solik. What is Abaye telling us? Abaye is telling us now that we just learned this secret, that every time Tvua has two times that they're done upstairs in Shemayim, so when a person sees that he's matzliach with zara afla, what's the main Zara Afla? Zara Afla is referring to Chita and Kusemes. Why is it referring to Chita and Kusemes? Chita, of course, is wheat, and Kusemes is maybe something that could be spelt, or something of that nature. Anyway, it's one of the five grains. So Chita Kusemes, we know it says in the Torah, by the Makkah, by the Makkis in Mitzrayim, Chita va Kusemes loy nuku ki afilois heina. Chita and Kusemes are later growing crops. Now, it's later only in the sense that it takes them longer to ripen. However, in fact, you plant them earlier. Somebody's on the line is has to mute themselves. So, my good friend, Shelley, please, if you could. Thank you. So, what Rashi says is that, if you look at Rashi, parallel to our Gemara, Kichosi Inish, the Mitzlach Zara Afla, Chitiv Kusemes, Shenizroin Ben Marcheshvin, Shein Memarin Liesbashel. You ready? Go and plant in Marcheshvin. In other words, right after Sukkis, it's beginning now Marcheshvin. We're soon going to have the Revia Rishoina, that means the first winter rains. So quickly, we go and plant the Chitiv Kusemes, and that's going to last a long time. How long is it going to last? It's going to last even beyond Pesach, because you're only going to go and cut it around Shavuos time. And at Shavuos time, that's when you take some of the first cut chita, and you bring the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, and then that is Matir Chodosh Bamikdosh, and that's the time when is the harvest for the chita. So the chita is in the ground for a fairly substantial period of time. Masha Enkin Charfa, which the Gemara brings, Charfa means that it goes quickly. That's the Seoira. Seoira is barley. When do you plant barley? Says Rashi, Zern Oisa Bishvat V'Odr. You usually go and plant that towards the end of the winter season, Shvat Odr time, it's almost Purim, and that's going to go so quickly that it's going to be finished Pesach time, because that's when they do the Ketzirah Seoimer for purposes of the Oimer. That's when you cut the barley. Aha. So Zok the Gemara, Omer Baye. It happens to be now Cheshvin Kislev Teves. He already planted the new wheat crop in Cheshvan, and he sees Baruch Hashem, this is really growing nicely. I see it. The winter snows and the winter rains are falling exactly in the right quantities, and I see that the fertilizer really worked well this year, and the seeds are sprouting. It really looks like this is going to be a good bounty crop. If he sees that, that means that upstairs in Shemayim, last Pesach, they decided that this is going to be a bumper crop with great hatzlacha. Is liktim alizra charfa, he should quickly go and plant the charfa, meaning the barley, which goes much more quickly. The ademat lemidayne, by the time Pesach comes along, kadam solik, most of the growth has already passed us, and therefore we don't have to worry, even if chas v'shalom there should be some sort of magefa after that, or storm, but by that time a good deal of the growth has already taken place. So says Rashi, it's unlikely a memaher shuv lihiskalkel, once the yesoidos of this tvua of this oira has done well, it's unlikely that anything will happen later on to really damage it too substantially. So that's a good idea. You see, Baruch Hashem, last year's nidoin was letoiva, that the tvu is growing well. So they chaparain and plant the seoira, so it should also get the benefit of that good outcome, the good verdict of last year. Who knows what the verdict will be this year? So that's the initial discussion, two dots, and now we start something new.
How do we hop in a good verdict for something? Maybe the verdict was only for that crop, not for you know, it's it feels like kind of force the hand of Shemayim here. I'm saying because we see things are going well, let's force it and try to hop more, you know, based on the good gezerah. We don't know, the gezerah might have been just for this, and it won't be for the barley that you're tossing in the ground now.
Very good. Since the Mishnah doesn't distinguish between chita and tzoira, it just talks about tvua generally, the way Abaye learns is that there is one verdict that applies to all the tvua, light plug from A to Z, and everything in between. So you see the Baruch Hashem, some of the tvua, chita is doing great. So therefore, in all likelihood, the same will apply to the site.
What's it? There are two times a year that they're judged upon, so one is Pesach, the other is?
Pesach is the only time that the world is done or nidoin al hatvur. But because every year there's a Pesach, you always have the benefit vis-a-vis tvur, which is growing over Pesach, of last year's verdict and of this year's verdict. So last year's verdict is pre-planting. This year's verdict is as the chita is developing and as it's growing. Good. Says Yimar, our Mishnah L'Choyra does not stim like any of the following four Tanoim. Mani Masis, Loira Meir, Loira Behuda, Loira Behoisi, Loira Bnosim, Desani Melinda Abraisa. Hakol Nidoinim Rosh Hashanah. Everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah, which means not only people, but also Tvua, and Peter Se'ilon, and Mayim. Everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah. Ugzardin Chilehem. The Gzardin of all of these matters, people, and Lahavdil, the Peres Elam, and the Tvua, everything, it's all Nechdam, Yemi Kippurim, Divra Meir. So it's crystal clear that the Mishnah is not like Remeir, because Remeir says, don't talk about Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, and that's all irrelevant for these purposes. How come they don't have Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that comes closest to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Hakol Nidoyin Rosh Hashanah. Everything is, there's the Din Torah upstairs in Shemayim and Rosh Hashanah. Gzar Din Shalahem, Nechtem Kol Echad V'yechad Bizmanah. When does the Kodesh Baruch Hu sign the verdict, sign the ultimate decision? V'Pesach Al Ha'atvua, V'Atzeres Al Peres Ha'ilan, V'Chag Nidoyinim Al Ha'moyim, V'Odom Nidoyin Rosh Hashanah. Gzar Din Shalahem, Nechtem B'Yoyim Ha'kippur. Now Rabbi Yehuda is close to our Mishnah, because he does make these distinctions about Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, but obviously it's not the same as the Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that the Olam is Nidoin, that the actual court case, so to speak, takes place on Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkot, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, the court case only takes place on Rosh Hashanah. It's just that the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and signs the ultimate decree on those three, at those three times, Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkot. So L'Choyra, the Mishnah can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Odom Nidim Machol Yoim. A person has a din upstairs in Shemaim every day. Shemaim, it says in the Pasik. It's a Pasik in Eoiv. Vatifkidenu Lab Korim, Lergoyim Tifchanenu. Vatifkidenu Lab Korim means the Kodesh Baruch Hu does a Pekida. He does an inspection, Bekorim, every morning. Since every day is a din Torah about a person's activities, Reb Nosson Oimer Odom Nina Mechoshoa, every hour, Shnem L'Regoyim Tifchanenu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Bochein, he tests every Regoyim. Of course, in Israel today, they use the term Rega for seconds, but the Gemara doesn't learn in seconds, it means every hour. So, constantly, every single day, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is being done, every individual. So obviously these last two cannot be our Mishnah, because our Mishnah we said Odom Nidoin on Rosh Hashanah, and here it says B'chol Yoyim, and here it says B'chol Shah. So therefore the Mishnah can't stim like anybody. Obviously the closest is Rabbi Yehuda, like we said before. So maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe when it says in the Mishnah Barbo Prokim Oilam Nidoin, he doesn't really mean that the Bezin sits on Pesach and on Shavuos. The Bezin only sits once a year on Rosh Hashanah. Oilam Nidoin means that's when the Gzar Din is issued. That's when they set out and write the verdict. If that's the case, Yehochi Kasha Odom and Shver Odom. Because in our Mishnah it says that Rosh Hashanah Kol Boy Oilam Oilam Lefanav Kim Neymar. And if you're teaching our Mishnah that it's referring to the Gzar Din, the decree is signed by Odom on Yom Kippur, and our Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah, so the Chayra can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore Amar Rava says you're absolutely right, our Mishnah cannot go like any of the aforementioned four Tanoim, but Hay Tana the Rabbi Shmali, we have another Tana, the Tana Rabbi Shmali, Barbo Prakam Oilam Nidoim Bepesach Ala Tfuah Beteres Al Peres Ilan Bechag Yidonam Al Amoyim V'adam Nidim Rosh Hashanah V'adim Shalom Nechta Miyayim HaKippur. And so therefore our Mishnah is virtually word for word the same as Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, that the Olam is Nidoin, the actual sitting of the Bezin takes place on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah, like we said. And therefore, when our Mishnah is referring to Nidoin, it's referring to Tchilas Din. What's bothering the Gemara is Lagabi Odom. Rabbi Shmuel said, Odom Nidim Rosh Hashanah Ugdar Din Shaloi Nechtam B'Yom HaKippurim. That second part of the Ugdar Din Shaloi Nechtam, that wasn't brought in our Mishnah. Says, you want to have a Mishnah not talking about the verdicts. A Mishnah to what Tchilas Din when they got together upstairs in Shemayim, Mekodesh Baruch Hu, Pepamal Yishamala with the Malachim, and he makes these, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu sits and is done the whole world on all of these matters. Om Rav Chizda, Maitam Den Bioisi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi that says every single day, says Yimara. What mean, what's the reason? He says the reason. So it's crystal clear. So Yimara, nine, that's not what I meant. My time in why doesn't he say like Rav Nosson? And notice in Ois Beis Utara Ora Shalem, these two, both Rabbi Yossi and Rav Nosson, it's the same pasuk. Rabbi Yossi is picking out the ratio of the pasuk, "Vatifkidena labkarim," and he leaves over "Lergon tivchanenu." Why didn't he say like Rav Nosson that it's every hour? Zotimur, because Rabbi Yossi feels that "Bechina iyune ba'almihi." Bechina doesn't mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is done, that there's a court case. Bechina means to go and check it out, just like when you get when you're in school and you get tests throughout the term. That's not the final market on the report card. That's just iyune ba'almihi. We're checking it out. We're doing our due diligence on this individual, what do things look like, but that's not really sitting in judgment. Fritimar, if that's the case, Pekida Nami Yuni Baalmi, the word Pekida is kind of to remember. That also doesn't sound like one is done. So, Ibazoi, why is Batifkidenu any better than Tifchananu? And since they're both the same pasuk, why didn't Rabbi Yossi learn like Rav Nosson? They're going to Tifchanenu every single day, multiple times, every hour. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is Bochein. He sits in judgment, as opposed to just one time a day. The real reason of Rabbi Yossi is from the following pasuk. La'asayis mishpat avdoi mishpat amo Yisrael dvar yoyim b'yoyimoy. The Kodesh Baruch Hu holds mishpat. Oh, this is not a vague term like pekida or bechina. This is mishpat. Mishpat, of course, means judgment. So Kodesh Baruch Hu sits in judgment leman avdoi. We'll see in a moment that avdoi is referring to the melech. Mishpat amo Yisrael to klal Yisrael every single day dvar yoyim b'yoyimoy. Now, on the surface, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that we have to take the Braisa, eliminate those two words, because Rabbi Yossi says, how do we know Kodesh Baruch Hu is done every single day? course, Vatifskidenu l'pkar. No, that's not the right. No. Pkida is not a right. That's just iyun ba'alma. We have to put a new pasuk l'man lasis mishpat avdi mishpat am yisrael bariyon b'yayman. But the Gemara doesn't say chasur machsur v'achik tani. The Gemara doesn't say go and change the lashon. So on the surface is abyssal shve. So both the svasemis and the nitziv barei misada both say the same pshat. And they say, no, this pasuk is just mashlim, the previous pasuk. This pasuk on its own is not sufficient, because this pasuk is only talking about the melech and klal Yisrael. We said, however, in the Mishnah, kol boy oylam oyven lefanim. That includes also the goyim, the non-Jews. So therefore I need to come on to both psukim, because the pasuk in Eoiv, batifkidenu lebkarim, is not just referring to Jews, it's referring to everyone, and that happens on a daily basis. Yeah, but maybe Vatifkidenu Pkida doesn't mean Mishpat. Oh, that's why I have this pasuk. Lasish Mishpat Avdi Mishpat Ami Yisrael Dvar Vim B'Yoimai. It's Taka Mishpat, it's not just Iyun Ba'alma. So why didn't Rabbi Yossi bring this pasuk? Because this pasuk is only talking about Klal Yisrael. We want to talk about everybody. So therefore, both according to Svasemis and according to the Meroi Misada, the Nitziv, you need both psukim to work in tandem, one with the other. The Amr of Chizra, since we just brought this pasuk glasses, Mishpat Avdoi, or Mishpat Ami Yisrael, the Amr of Chizra, we had this Gemara already before, Melech Letzibur, Melech Nisos Nichnas Tchilu Ledin. It's, for instance, Rosh Hashanah, and we're all standing Kibbenei Morain. Who gets priority online? Priority online goes to the Melech, after that to the Tzibur. Shinema, like it's in the pasuk glasses, Mishpat Avdoi, and only after that, Hodor, or Mishpat Ami Yisrael, that's secondary, after the Melech. My time, what's the reason why the king gets priority? The Melech is here, you tell the Melech, okay, sit in the waiting room. You don't tell the Melech, sit in the waiting room, he's the Melech. So therefore, you take him in first. When Kadosh Baruch Hu goes through Gans Klal Yisrael, although most Yidin Baruch Hashem are hopefully tzaddikim, nechtomim, and nechtom l'al t'lechaim. There's bound to be one Jew here, and one Jew there, and one Jew here, and one Jew there, one Jew from the North Pole, and one from Antarctica, and one from the South Pole, that unfortunately spoke, for instance, during Leining, or spoke during Kaddish, or something like that. So there's bound to be a couple of sins here and there, and unfortunately, after those sins begin to accumulate, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel starts getting upset and angry, and we don't want, after this anger, that the Melech comes in and the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel is in a bad mood and looks at that Melech and says, Melech, this has been a pretty hard day. All those people speaking during Kaddish and during Shemoneh Esrei and during this and during Leini, so Kodesh Baruch Hu might be upset. If we let the Melech come in first, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is only starting off the day, he's in Kav Yochel, he's in a good mood.
Earlier.
We had this. That's great. This Gemara is just quoting again from an early Gemara. Where did we have this Gemara before? We had this Chesam and Beis. Good. So Gemara by Tomer of Yosef, Kiman Matzlinen Ho Idna, Aktsiri Va'ameri'i. Why are we mispalil today and we make Mishabeirach on behalf of Ktsiri? Ktsiri means people that are sick, cholim. Amri, says Rashi, are Talmid Chachomim, who toshkoichan. Toshkoichan means that they are unfortunately weak, and therefore they need strength. Why are we mispal for them nowadays? Kiman Rabbi Yosi, like Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi says, Odem nidoin b'chol yoin. Because what the Gemara is suggesting is that according to the other Rabbanon, especially the first two, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, this is all decided in Rosh Hashanah. If it's already decided, why am I going to be mispal today? It's already too late. You know, you missed the bus. Of his money, bottle kabbalah. What would be the point in davening? Oh, it's like Rabbi Yosi. Every single day there's a new din Torah. Oh, it's every single day. So let's be mispal today. The boy say, "Well, in kabbalah, them say goes good kabbalah." Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak. The Rabbi Yitzchak. Yofet zaakal other bein koydim zardin, bainly acher zardin. That zaaka when you cry out to Kodesh Baruch Hu from the depths of your heart in tefillah, that could even be korea. It could even go and tear up a pre-existing decree. It's almost like Kodesh Baruch Hu allows for appeals. So yes, the verdict has been signed that Chas V'Shalom, Rabbi Yankel Smith, unfortunately he's going to be sick during the winter. Nevertheless, if and when Rabbi Yankel Smith becomes sick, you can go and do a tzaka, you make a gans tilim assembly, and you go and have a fast, and people cry, and all the rest. That can go and appeal the previous bad decision, said the person should have a refuah shleima, and this will be according to everybody. Tanya, getting back to our Mishnah. We said in our Mishnah that there's the four prakim that the oilam is nidrein, on Pesach, Atzeres, Sukkis, Tanya, Umar Behuda, Mishum, Rebbe Kiva. Why do we bring a carbon oimer on Pesach? Pesach's mantvuah. Ah, that's his mantvuah. In other words, that's the time when we start cutting the barley. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, heviu lefani oimer bepesach. Bring a carbon oimer kishis borech lechem tvuah shemis hodais. Ah, so now I understand the connection between Pesach and tvuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a special mitzvah of bring the carbon oimer, so that will be meratze al hatvuah, will hopefully find favor in Hashem's eyes by bringing the carbon oimer properly and appropriately with all the kavanos, etc. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, the Jews are a good folk, we're going to give them good tefuah for the year. And similarly, Atzeres al Pesach al Peiros Ilan, as we'll see in a moment. Why do we bring the Shtei HaLechem, the special one-time-a-year carbon on Atzeres? Atzeres man Peiros Ilan hu. Oh, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu heviu lefani Shtei HaLechem b'Atzeres, kidei sheyis Baruch Lechem Peiros Ilan. Now the obvious question
is,
what's the connection? By Pesach, Oimer, of course, is tefuah, and tefuah is tefuah, so I can understand.
Right.
But here you're talking about Shtei HaLechem. Lechem, of course, is wheat, and Peiros Ilan is Peiros Ilan. What's the connection between the two? So this is a kasha, of course, that Rashi already asks. And Rashi gives two interpretations. If we look at the last Rashi, Shtei HaLechem, Yerotzu al Peiros Ilan, why? Shein Matirin Lohavi Bikurim. Shein Mevien Bikurim Koidim Latzeres. As we know, the very first fruits that grow, even before thinking about giving to the Koyin and Masses to the Levi, even before that, the very, very first fruits, this is only by the Shibas Haminim, you have to go and bring Bikurim to the base of Migdash, and you have to go and put it down on the floor, V'inachtoi, L'fnei Hashem L'kecha, V'ishtach Avisa, and you have to go and say Agans Shtikol Torah, like it says in the Torah. Anyway, so you have to go and bring Bikurim. The first time you can bring Bikurim is only after Shavuos Tachsiv, Bikurei Kitzir Chitim. So therefore, that's the reason why the Shtei HaLechem is Merata on the Peiros Ilan, because that's your admission ticket to being able to bring Bikurim after the Shtei HaLechem is brought. Okay, so even though Shtei HaLechem is Lechem, and this happens in Peiros Ilan, but since the pre-admission requirement is that you bring the Shtei HaLechem, so that's the Shaychus to Peiros Ilan. But Rashi says another pshat, which is, if you will, more a greater connection between the Tvuah and the Peiros Ilan. Banisha Mati, says Rashi, the Rabbi Yehuda Letamer, Rabbi Yehuda goes to Shitosei, to Azla, Kiman, the Omer B'Sanhedrin, Eit She'ochel Odom Arishen, Chita Hoysa. Ooh. In Sanhedrin, we have this back in Brachos as well, the Gemara says, what was the Eitz Hadas? The Torah never identifies which fruit was the Eitz Hadas. And there's a three-way machloikis in the Babli, where in the Babli it says, one man Yomer says it was Chita Hoysa, the second one says it was Geffen, and the third one says it was Te'enim. And there's a fourth pshat in the Yerushalmi, which says that it's an Esri. So according to the one that holds it's Chita, oh, so the Eitz Hadas, Eitz was Chita. If Eitz was Chita, and then it's very, very appropriate that Chita has now a connection with Peiros Ilan.
But Chita is not Eitz. That's the thing. Is that?
That's not a kasha on Argama. That's a kasha on Sechta Sanhedrin, okay. Right? The more over there says that Eitz Hadas was Chita. You can ask over there, how does Chita come to Eitz? But to answer your question, so you don't have to wait until we get to Sanhedrin, but Tzadik HaKoyin says that before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, just like you had apples and oranges and pears growing from trees, you also had lechem growing from trees. You had actual bukalach and your actual chalis, can you imagine? And you could have loaves of bread growing from the trees. And in fact, this is not so far-fetched, because when we get to Masechtas Ksubis on Daf Kuf Yir Aleph, towards the end of the Masechta, it says that la'osad lovayim mi'etz Hashem, bread will grow on trees. Why did this all stop? Because of the fact that Adam Rishon sinned, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Arura hu adam b'avurecha, b'zeyas apecha toich alechem. From now on, you're not going to go and get bread just by cutting it off the trees. B'zeyas apecha toich alechem. You're going to have to sweat for it. You're going to have to go and plant the seeds, and then you're going to have to go and harvest it, and then you're going to have to go and winnow it, and then you're going to have to go and thresh it, and grind it, and crush it, and make it into flour, and make it into dough, and go and bake it. That's a big, big malucha. Prior to the chet of Adam, Adam Rishon with Eitz Hadas, this did not apply. He had, in a sense, free bread. He had to cut it from the tree, but that was the whole thing. Zotach Rabtzudek HaKoyim, that one of the benefits of Matan Torah was that it was a shtikl tikkun for the chet of Adam Rishon by the Eitz Hadas, and so therefore on Atzeres, we bring the Shtei HaLechem to be a tikkun for that original chet of the Chita. The Chita at that time was Peiroi Se'ilan, and even though it's not today, it will be L'Asad Lavoi. So therefore that's even a deeper connection between the Chita and the Eitz, and the reason why it the Olam is Nidoin on Peiroi Se'ilan on Atzeres.
Sorry for a silly question, but bread is growing on trees. Do we then make a bread for your eggs?
A very good question. A very good motzah. It's not motzah lechem in aris.
Or what? So you have grapes, you make a bread for your eggs. You have a separate bracha, because that's during chashivas.
Very good. Moreover, your question is not as far-fetched or remote as you think, because the Gemara, in fact, elsewhere asks, when Mon came down from Shemayim during the Midbar years, what bracha did they make on that month? You couldn't say Hamoitzi Lechem min Haaretz. Did they make a bracha Hamoitzi Lechem min Hashamayim? And therefore, according to that Svara, that one should say Hamoitzi Lechem min Hashamayim, presumably that's what you would say too. Maybe you couldn't say min Hashamayim, but min Haaretz. Anyway, Mitzvah, when the time comes, we will hear what
they would then fall into the category of Maser and
all excellent questions. When this happens,
ask your local Orthodox authority.
Exactly. We'll see exactly what the Sanhedrin decides at that time.
That the, it's a minister when they have gold and silver, kalim being reproduced.
That they were produced at the time of Shlomo Melech, that we know. Whether they'll reproduce in the future, based on this, maybe there's a basis for that too.
Could.
There'll be lots of interesting things to look forward to for the future. So, but meantime, we've got to deal with the challenges of today, and Amir Shem Bekarev will deal with the interesting, beautiful things of the future. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu give us a special mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim on Chag? As we all know, we had that back in the Sech the Sukkah at length. So that you have, Amir Shem, lots of wonderful rain, the itoy, in the right mokim, in the right amounts, the right volume, etc. That's why we have the Nisach HaMayim, to find favor in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes for the Mayim for the year. Those three things we do on Rosh Hashanah, and again also to find favor in Hashem's eyes, just like those other three. L'choyde have a shtickle kasha. What's a shtickle kasha? If we say that the Odom is nidoin on Rosh Hashanah, and among the things that an Odom is nidoin for, after all it says in the Machzorim, Ezer L'soiva, the Ezer L'rozoin, whether this is going to be a year full of wonderful food and everything will be in abundance, or things are going to be slim pickings. So, it wouldn't you say included in that is the Tvua, the Peiros Ilan, and the Mayim? I mean, what else is there? Okay, whether the person, Chas V'Shalom, will live or Chas V'Shalom not. But it doesn't just say, L'chaim V'loi, you have the other things as well, L'soiva, L'rozan, and things of that nature. So isn't that all included in the decisions that are made in Rosh Hashanah? So there's a machlokes among the Mefarshim exactly how to, the connection between Rosh Hashanah and all those others. The Ran says that in terms of the world in general, that is decided Tvua at Pesach time, Peiros Ilan at Tzeres time, and Mayim on Chag time. But that's talking about all the world in general and universally. And each particular individual, whether he is going to be Zolche to an abundance of Tvua, Peiros Ilan, and Mayim, etc., that person is Nidoin on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, you have the Tzibur at large, and then you have each individual. Each individual, Hashem says, yeah, there's going to be lots of water, but not for this guy. This guy, unfortunately, his whole field is going to be destroyed, or it's going to be a drought, or whatever. What's the reason why one blows a shofar shel ayin Rosh Hashanah? Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, tikkel afani b'shofar shel ayin, kedi she'ezker lechem akedas yitzchak ben Avraham. We should remember the Akedas Yitzchak, which you learned, of course, on Shabbos. When you blow from the Shofar Shel Ayos, as if every one of us was Moshe Nefesh on the Akedah before the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yitzchak. From here, we're going to have now four or five different memories of Rabbi Yitzchak. We're going to start off related to us, and then Rabbi Yitzchak is going to go on to other things. Rabbi Yitzchak, lama taken Rosh Hashanah? Why do we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? Lama taken? Rachman lama taken? Tiko b'chayni shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. What type of klotzkash is that? Lama meirian? Why do we blow the trua? Meirian Rachman lama zichron trua mikra kodesh. It says trua. Lama taken meirian kishen yoishvin. Taken meirian kishen oindin. Why do we have the tkiyos the miyushev and the tkiyos the meumad? Meaning those initial tkiyos before Shemoneh Esrei, and then the follow-up tkiyos either in Shemoneh Esrei or during Chazaras Hashatz post Shemoneh Esrei. Why do we have both of them? It's unnecessary for purposes of what the Torah requires. It would be enough just to have the tkiyos to miyushev, and for the more kedila arve vasan, so the sun should get confused. Now, before you look at Rashi, you say the sun gets confused because instead of just blowing 30 tkiyos, we blow 60 tkiyos, 90 tkiyos. He's overwhelmed. Is the son really overwhelmed? Says Rashi, no, that's not the pshat. Says the top line, Kishi Yishma Yisrael, Mechavim Nesam Mitzvois, Mitzvah, Statman Dvarab. Since he knows that Minat Torah, there's only really 9 tekiyas altogether. But because of Tashat, Tarat, Tashrat, it's 30 tekiyas altogether. But from 30 it became 60, and from 60 it became 90, and then becomes 100. Yeah. The son says, wow, these in they really wanted to mitzvahs, oh, the chavivas. There's no way that I can go and prosecute them or incite against them when I see this chavivas and mitzvahs. That's what I'm thinking about. Bechoy, we have a problem if a Kadosh Baruch Hu only gave us a number of blows that we're supposed to blow in Rosh Hashanah. If we're adding to those blows, why isn't it Baal Toysev? And that's the top Toysev. Tei Mahaka Ovim Mishum Baal Toysev. So Toysev says something fascinating. If you go about halfway down the Toysev, V'yesh Loimar, Ein Shayach Baal Toysev Basiyas Mitzvah Achas Beis Pa'omim. If a person goes and adds to the mitzvah in the sense that he takes five kanfois habeged or five parashiyos in the tefillin, that's baal toysev. But to repeat the same mitzvah twice, that's not baal toysev. Keep going koyin. In mavorech v'choyz mavorech oisit tzibur atzmai. If he comes to duch in the same tzibur, not only that they called him out to another shul because he didn't have a koyin, same tzibur, he goes and does birchus kanim twice. Oy noitel lulav v'choyz v'noitel. Like we do. We go into our Anlativis Lulav, and then we take it in Halel, and then we take it again, and then we go around for the Hakofas, Metreshanis, and all the rest. So we're constantly taking it. That's not a problem. You want to go and blow more? Gizuntayt. The Gan Matonis Bechor Nami. If you're going and throwing the blood against the side of the Mizbech, if on the same Karen you want to go and throw it two times, so therefore, that's a very important rule. The Baal Toysev does not apply if you want to do multiple times the same mitzvah. Yes, Rev Simcha.
In the Mishnah, it says Shonen, that once you finish blowing shofar, it shouldn't blow anymore. The kids play with it, you play with it. There's some food book, so there's some. Obviously, it's not. Yeah, just not play with it.
So playing, you're not allowed to.
So unlike, let's say, for example,
correct.
It seems to be.
What's the reason why you're not supposed to go and blow shofar more than what's necessary? Shemisak and clay shear, like any type of musical instrument. That's the rabban. Minatoyre, there's no problem with Baal Toysev. You can go and blow a whole day, 500 koilis, and everything is fine. And as you know, in the Litvish yeshivas, after everybody leaves, and they blow another. Yes.
It's good all day long.
Exactly.
It's interesting to note that Rashi talks about becoming a mitzvah relative to Asiyas mitzvahs. In other words, that whatever Rashi means, I don't know if it's going to have that seems to have a great effect in Shomayim, based on Rashi,
Yeah, that's the Chavivis HaMitzvah.
And it's also doing your mitzvah, but they love the mitzvah.
The Amr of Yitzchak Koshana She'in Toikim Lo B'Tchilasa. Any year that didn't go and do Tkiyas or Shofar at the beginning of the year, Meirin Lo B'Soifa. Then Chas Hashon is Meirin Lo B'Soifa. So first of all, what does that mean? She'in Toikim Lo B'Tchilasa. So that's what one would think. Yeah. However, if you look at the third Tosis, Tosis respectfully disagrees with you, Reb Simcha. Don't take it personally. If you look at the third Tosis, Shein Toikim Tchilasim, Mefarish Malochas Gedolos, that's the Behag, Love the Mikla B'Shabbat. Not that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, El Adias Yalit Oinza, but there was some sort of Oinza that they didn't have a shofar, a chvais. There was a sreif in town, everybody had to run away, and they weren't able to go B'Tchilasim. But that it's Shabbos, that's not a cause that may re-inlove the sofer. That's the mitzvah, you're not going to go and blow on Shabbos. That's how Tosis learn. However, others learn that if it's Dakan Oinus, then why is there, what did I do wrong? Exactly, what was the problem over here? Rather, they learn, let's finish off the memra, my time of the loy iraviv sotan. The whole reason that we said until now, that the sotan is not confused, but the sotan is overwhelmed by the chavivus of mitzvah, and therefore he's discouraged to go and provoke against us or incite against us. But that's only if there are in fact tekiyas. If there are no tekiyas, then there is no iv of a sotan. So what some of the mafoshim learn is that this Reb Yitzchak is a follow up on the prior Reb Yitzchak. The prior Reb Yitzchak says, when can we be ma'arva the sotan if there's both tekiyas to meyushev and tekiyas to me'umad? Now this Reb Yitzchak says, Kol Shana She'in Toikin Lo B'Tchilasa, the second group of tekiyas to me'umad, you only did the tekiyas to meyushev, you should have, could have, would have blown the second part, Kedei La'arva sotan, but you didn't. So it's not because of oinus, but because you were lazy. You decided we're not going to bother. Oh, the Mariam Le B'Soifim. My time of the year of sotan, you don't have the benefit of the Erev Sotan. Now this Marian Lebesoifa, the Loshin Merian, has a double connotation. The word Merian normally means Chas Hashem, bad stuff is going to happen. But also the word Merian has to do with, like we had the top line, the word Trua. So it says the Ritva, and says Rishash. Rishash didn't have the benefit of the Ritva. That what the Gemara means to say is that Chas V'Sholem, if people don't take Rosh Hashanah seriously and don't try to ma'arv the sotan by doing that additional set of tchias, the me'umad, then Chas V'Sholem, there will be ra, there will be tzoras on Klal Yisrael. Since there will be tzoras, the Gemara Masechtas Tana says, whenever there's a tzora of the tzibur, then the Chachom got together and they made a tanis, and on that tanis tzibur, they used to go and blow the shofar. So therefore, Meri and Lo B'Soif has taka, both definitions. Meri and Lo B'Soif, the Chas V'Sholem, are going to be tzoras, and that will lead to blowing the shofar later on in the year, to make up for the fact that you didn't go and blow the shofar now. So it's a real midah keneged midah. You left out the truest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that you're going to have to blow the shofar later in the year. V'yom Reb Yitzchak Nochum, Reb Yitzchak Koshana Shem Rasha B'tchilasa. The word Rasha is from a Lashon Rosh, which means poverty, poor. Any year that starts off in a poor way, Mr. Sheris would say that at the end of the year it's going to be rich. What does that mean? Says Rashi, we don't mean poverty in form of we don't have money, but Rosh means Utachnunen yedaber rush. Rush means a person who davens with tremendous sincerity, like a person who is so poor, the only thing he can do is pour out his heart to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, Kadosh Baruch, I have nothing, please help me. That's the Lashon, Tachnunim Yidaber Rosh, a pasuk in Mishlei, quoted by Rashi. And so therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, Kol Shana Shirosh V'Tchilasa, if in Rosh Hashanah you pour out your heart to Kadosh Baruch Hu with all of your fiber and all of your fervor, all of your Ramach Ivarim Shesagidim, you go and pour out Kadosh Baruch Hu, help, help, help. Then at the end of the year, Metshem, he'll be Matzliach. Shnem, how do I know? It's in the Pasuk of Reishis Hashana. If you look it up in the Chumash, you'll see the word Reishis is missing an Aleph. It just says, May Roshis Ksiv. And therefore, that Roshis, without the Aleph, means that you davened with, like Technunim Yidaber Rosh, with great fervor. And then the Pasuk says, Reishis Hashana about Achris Shana, but Achris, Soifa Shiesh Lo Achris. It'll be a year that has an ending to it, meaning a favorable ending. It's not just going to be a year that this goes by, but it's going to be an Achris with a Hey Hayidia, so to speak. Oh, it's going to be a real Achris because he started it off on the with a rushes of davening with great Kavanah. The Yom Reb Yitzchak, Ein Donis Adam El Lafi Masiv Shel Oisei Shor. This is a famous pasuk. This is what we learned on Shabbos, and it says by Yishmael, Kishama the Kimel Kolanar Basher Hu Sham. And Rashi here brings the same Rashi of Chumash, very famous Chazal. If you look at the second narrow line, Shenema Basher Hu Sham. Umatzida Bebreishis Rabba Umr Malachi Yeshar Sumei Kadosh Baruch Hu Bani Shlomim Misha Sinim Banav Lahomis Es Panecha Batzama. that one that is going to go and be meinis benech batzama. That's referring to Yishmael, as we'll see. Atmalli be'er, you go and give him a be'er to drink. Shenemar masa be'er, etc. The kras tzama he so you might. What are you talking about? Shei mitziyim mekras hagoyim minei meluchim v'noydeis nefuchim. It says that when Klal Yisrael was going into Golus, they were passing by our brothers the Yishmaelim, and we said to Yishmaelim, after all, we're siblings. Go and give us food and drink. We're never starving. So they gave us minei meluchim, very very salty things, and they gave along canteens which were blown up. We were under the impression that those canteens were full of water. We opened them up, and instead all that air got into us and many people swelled and died as a result. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, it's taka true, in the future these Yishmaelim are going to be bad and wicked. We see it even today. However, Hashah, now Bashir Husham, Tzadik Hu Arasha, Amalai Tzadik, he's a Tzadik, Amalhem Bashir Husham, and he does Oilam El Bishat, I have to go and be down the world according to this Shatay now, and that was going to happen in the future. In the future, we'll worry about it then. In the meantime, we have to be Basher Husha. That's why it says, when it comes to Shoshana Yom Kippur, a person should be on his best behavior. He shouldn't go and say, well, anyway, I have all these sins from the whole year, so I'll just conduct myself on Rosh Hashanah the same way as... No. Today, you conduct yourself as if you happen to be the Tzadik Hador, even though throughout the year it's been Shvach. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is done, Basher Husha, the Masu Shal Oysishah. Three things caught HaKadosh Baruch Hu to think about a person's sins. The Kir Notri means a person is walking by a dangerous site. Don't walk next to a dangerous site. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu may say, does he deserve that I should hold up this building collapse another 10 seconds until he passes by, or let it collapse on top of him? So don't try out a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Iyun Tefillah. Iyun Tefillah means that a person davens with fervor, but then says to himself, I daven such a beautiful davening, I am convinced that a mirchim within 24 hours I'm going to win the lottery and I'm going to become a multimillionaire. I said, Baruch Aleinu Metashmak Aleinu. And what happens if afterwards things don't work out the same way? Then he regrets that he wasted all his time in davening with all that kavana. It didn't work out. So, Iyun Tefillah, don't go and daven with kavana is gavaldi gazach, of course. But if you are so mechalov that you definitely Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to your tefillahs and instantaneously everything will be great, that's wrong. That means a person has so much tzoris from somebody else, he says, I just can't take it anymore. I can't go to court. I can't go to the attorney general. I can't go, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you take care of him. The problem is, if you say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you take care of him, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to know whether you are a proper plaintiff. Maybe I should take care of you instead of taking care of him. If you go Moise Din, you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you take care of Yankel Smith, then Chas Hashem, he might be punished first. Again, in this past week's parsha. Now, the Gemara only brings the first half of the pasuk. But if you continue on the pasuk, So Sarai says to Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should be the shofet, he should be the decider between you and me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unfortunately, like this Gemara says, that's mask Avinu Yosef shel Adam. And what happens? Unfortunately, Sarah passed away before Avram passed away because of this being Moise Din al Chaveray, and that person, Chas Hashem, is punished first.
We see at certain times there's a Saduki in the neighborhood, there's this one, and somebody doubted him, they just get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
So we see sometimes you can.
Be Moise Din al-Khaber. Perhaps
in the it could
be Abikoris. He's causing trouble for the whole community, he's causing trouble for Hashem, that he's a Koyf and Baker and things like that. So it's not my personal complaint against him, it's on behalf of everyone. You have to analyze each one of those Gemaras individually. The Yom Rav Yitzchak, Dalam Dvar Mekan Gedar Dina Shalodim, Elohein, Tzedaka, Tzaka, Shini Hashem, Vishini Maisa. Even though there was already a Gzar Din, four things can change the pre-existing Gmar Din. The Tzaka we already had on the Omid Aleph, where we said that's why you can go and pray on behalf of a Chola, even though it was already decided in Rosh Hashanah, according to everybody, because Tzaka is Korea Gzar Dina. What are the other three? Tzedaka, Tzaka, Shini Hashem, Vishini Maisa, Tzedaka, Tzib, Tzedaka, Tatsum, Mimobis, as we know. Tzaka, Dixib, Vitzaka, they cried out to Hashem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was motzi them from their difficult, disastrous circumstances. The Svardim, the Nusach Svard says this in Hoidi every Erev Shabbos before Mincha, before Ashrei. Shini Hashem dechziv sorei ishtachol yisikra shmo soroi ki sorei shmo ukziv, and as a result v'rachti oisiv v'gamziv v'santra chamein. So you see, by Shini Hashem, that could make a great difference. Until now, Sarah was an akara. By changing the name from Sarai to Sarah, now she could have a child. And finally, Shini Ma'isa Dechsev Vayar Alakim Esmasei Mukzev Vayinachem Alakim Al Haroa Shadibe Lasas Lahem Vloyosa. These are psukim at the end of Yoina, and this is referring, of course, to Ninveh, because Rosh Baruch had originally said through the Navi that Ninveh is going to be Nehapach, and because Vayar Alakim Esmasei, that they all did tshuva in earnest, the Kodesh Baruch Hu changed his mind, Kaviyachal, and said, I'm not going to do it Vloyosa. So you see, Shini Ma'isa has that effect even on a Gzar Din that has already been Nigzar. Same thing applies to Shini Mokum. When you go to a different land, then Eschel and Goygod. Why did the first Madiyam only say three? Why didn't he also say Shini Mokum? It's not just Shini Mokum that you went from Manhattan to Brooklyn or from Muncie to Lakewood or whatever. It's got to be Eretz Yisrael. Oh, that's Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha to Eretz Yisrael. But that's Chalei Goygod. It's not Shini Mokum, but it's going to Eretz Yisrael. The Yom Rav Yitzchak. Chayav Od Mark Bani Rabbi Bregel. It's a mitzvah person she makes when a rabbi shenemar madu at hoyleches ilav ayoyim lechodesh leshabbos. B'chalav de b'chodesh leshabbos he boil lo lemeis. Well, this is talking about the isha shunamis. She was going to Elisha, the husband. I'm sorry.
We just had that.
Yes, or in the haftarah on this Shabbos as well. Exactly right, because of the connection between Isha Shunamis having a child and Sorimenu having a child. Anyway, so it says, "Madu atol leches elav ayoyim." The husband said to the wife, "What are you going? It's not Chodesh Shabbos that you have to go to Elisha. It's like Mashma Chodesh Shabbos. You boy, the one should go to Elisha." So the Chodesh is a little bit of a disconnect.
Regal says Shabbos and Chodesh and says Regal.
Exactly. We didn't bring a right for Regal, but a right for Chodesh and Shabbos.
Right.
Okay, so Parshat the Mefarshim say, but Lemaisa, we don't see people being mapping and going Chodesh for Shabbos. And here it says the only din of Regel. What's going on? So there's Rabbeinu Chananel over here. Every Gemara that Rabbeinu Chananel is printed a little bit differently. So the question is, were they able to find it? According to our print here,
it's on the right.
Okay, and our print is both on the right and on the left, because it's the last three words on the right, and then it jumps up to the left. Shenem of Yemei Love, then the first wide line. B'chlal de b'chidish v'shabbos chayi v'akshinu m'mehita kakasha. V'ha b'regia l'amani. Here you sing chayi v'shabbos and you sing b'regia. U'parkinu. Im rabbi shari b'mokam karavla. If your rabbi lives close to you, chayav l'hak l'panav b'chol chayi v'shabbos. You should visit him on a regular basis. Then move b'mokam rachoyik. Chayav l'hak b'loi b'regia. Then you m'chuyiv to go b'mak b'regia. Not as often, because after all, it lives far away. That's a very good question. So many of the poskim say that this only time applies in the times of the base of English. It doesn't apply to day. Others say it even applies today. So it's a worthy thing to go and visit Rabbi Beregel, and there are people that are makbid on that. If they don't visit, at least a call on the telephone for smach the Rebbe, etc., etc. Anyway, continue on. Vayte the Yom Rav Yitzchak. Again, another Rav Yitzchak. Chayv on the Taris as Beregel. A person should go and go to the mikveh Beregel. Shneimar over the Vlasam Loi Sigo. Be careful not to touch a nevela. Now this is a pasuk in the middle of Vayikra, addressed to Klal Yisrael. Nipsarim leisachelim nasim leisigo tmeim him lechem. Don't go and eat from the various non-kosher animals. And if and when they are dead, they're all dead because you certainly can't even menachai. Don't touch the nevela because you become tamei. Ijokti gemar of them. This halacha that that it's an issur to touch an avela. This is only beregel on Yom Tov time. Tanam yachin v'losan l'sigo yachin yisrael musharim al magen avela. I would think it's an issur throughout the year. If you see a dead horse in the street, that you're not allowed to pick it up and throw it out because v'losan l'sigo. No. Tamaloyimer and l'kahana b'nei aharon musharim b'nei yisrael ein musharim. Then this pasuk, the Gemara again leaves out the second half. And l'kahana b'nei aharon l'nefesh l'yitama ba'amov. Kehanim are not allowed to be metamal nefesh. That means to a dead person.
Right.
Only kehanim are not allowed to touch dead people because they have kedusha. But regular Yisrael are allowed to touch dead people. The Zokti Yomar, B'nei Harim Musharim, B'nei Yisrael Ein Musharim. Let's run Kol Rechayman. Matu Mechamura, Kehanim Musharim, Yisrael Einim Nisarim. Manacha Tu Mechamura of a person, and Yisrael is not Muzar. Tu Mechalev and Avela. Like Koshkin Chavadi is not going to be Muzar. So it wouldn't make sense. Don't touch an Avela, but you're allowed to go and attend the Levi and carry the mass. Only by regal, because the regal is a mitzvah, you have to be tohar. And as we know from the Gemara Maseches Chagiga, everybody has a cheskes tahara of chaverim, but part of that cheskes tahara is because everybody is matar atzmo regal. Again, on this memory, it's ultra machloikis where this applies today, or only the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Of course, many people are machmer, Erev Yom Tov, always to go to the mikveh, but I'll just say this is specifically talking about the other regal, Yushalayim. Right, Omer Bekazoi, Omer Reb Yochanan, beginning back to the
Shul. They go to the mikveh because of tshuva, they go because it only tuma that takes off is carry.
By mikveh?
Yeah.
Mikveh takes off every tuma with the exception of tumas mes. Today. If throughout the year, before you've gone to the mikveh, you've touched nevelis, you've touched dead shirotzim, you've been in Valkari, you've touched the nida.
So
I'm sorry, once again?
You're all made, you have tumas.
Tumas mes still applies.
But so it doesn't help you go to the mikveh.
It doesn't help with tumas mes, but helps you follow
tumas.
It doesn't help the other tumas, but you're still tummy.
You're still tummy tumas mes, but you're not.
Only if you're tummy, you can't be different levels here if you're in tumas mes.
We can't, it's not true. We had something where Rabbi Akiva said something about it, that even a partial tahara.
Only for tumas Ezra. But there's also in the tshuva, maybe, as we say.
Tshuva, you should do every day when you go to
the mikveh, it helps for.
Mikvah removes all tumah with the exception of tumas mes, and of course you have to wait for Harif Shemesh. Amr b'kizdoi, Amr b'yaychanan. Shloish is from the Tzachim Rosh Hashanah. Now we come back to Shoshana Yonim. This is famous Gemara. Three Svarim, Echad Shal Shom Gemurim, the Echad Shal Tinkim Gemurim, the Echad Shal Bein Noinim. Tzidikim Gemurim, Nechtam Nechom Le'al Telechaim. Immediately on Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to wait to Yom Kippur. Nechtam Nechtam Le'al Tel. Rishoyim Gemurim, Nechtam Nechtam Le'al Tel Le'misa, Nebuch. Bein Noinim, Tulim Yoyim Rishon Vad Yom Kippur. Zochu, if they're zeichen, in other words, they do proper tshuva, nechtam l'chayim. Loi zochu, chas v'sholem, they didn't do tshuva properly, nechtam l'misa, chas v'sholem, never they go l'misa. Om Rav Avraham Maikra, we didn't get this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, yimochem sefer chayim, v'yim tzadikim al yikasevu. And the Gemara now splits up the pasuk into segments. Yimochem sefer ze sifren tshurishon. That sefer is going to say, nebuch nimcha, this person will never be obliterated, he'll be erased. And then Rishon Gemur, Chaim, Yimochem Sefer Chaim, Chaim Zeh Sifren Shal Tzadikim, that they are immediately Nechtav Nechtav Al Alta, V'Yim Tzadikim Al Yikaseiv, V'Der Sifren Shal Binoinim, that the Binoinim are not written together with Tzadikim, they have their own independent book, and hopefully the ending of the book will be a very nice ending, and that's the Sefer of the Binoinim. I have another pasuk. That's a famous story with Moshe Benu, who was trying to be Malam Tzchus and Klai Yisrael after the eagle. The Ayin Mechein Nam Sifrach Asher Kasafta. Mechein Ina Ze Sifrach Shal Rishoy. Mi Sifrach Ze Sifrach Shal Tzadikim. Asher Kasafta Ze Sifrach Shal Binayim. So you have a remnant to all these three. Tani Beishami Amen. There are three kitzes, three groups. Achashol tzadikim, gemurim v'achashol shom, gemurim v'achashol binonim. Tzadikim gemurim nechtam v'nechtam li'al tel chayim oylem. Immediately. Now, this, by the way, is not talking about nowadays. This li'yem adin means li'asad lovay. Li'asad lovay, mir tashem, you have the same type of concept. Rashi says, kishiyichyu ha-mesim. When the mesim will have tchias ha-mesim, then once again there's going to be a new din toira, so to speak, up in Shemayim, because Baruch is going to have to make a new decision. What would be the decision? So those that tzedikin gemurim nechtam anol al tel chay oylam. They'll immediately go into Gan Eden. They'll immediately have oylam haba. don't stop anywhere else. Schnell, direct, direct line, and express. Rishon kimurim kimurim nechtam nechtam la'altel la'yana shenema v'rav nisheni admas ofer yekitzu eilechai oilam eilechar feis ledorin oilam. Many of the yeshenim the admas ofer, those that were sleeping until now, will have tchias and meitzim yekitzu, they will wake up eilechai oilam, those that tzadikim eilechar feis ledorin oilam, nevach those other shoyim. They go to Gehenim initially. That one means metzafzefim v'oylem taparashi metzafzefim for lashon tiftzuf, which tziaken. They're going to cry out. Uboychem mitachisurim shoachas. They nebuch in Gehenim, and Gehenim it's very, very hot, no air conditioning, and therefore nebuch they're going through terrible pains. And after that, they'll do tshuva. They'll be tzoyik uboychem v'oylem nekamach shenem beveisias hashlishes beish utzraftim kitzroifes hakesef. That means I'll purify like you pure silver. Ubechante b'choin. And I will refine them like you have a gold refinery. He's going to call out to my name, and I'm going to go and answer him. That's what Chana said in her Shira. Hashem memes machaya, moir chol, chas Hashem to go down to shol, v'yol, but he'll bring them back up if they're mispal, if they're tzorik. Beisalom says, I have another raya for Rav Chesed. Rav Chesed is from Rav Chesed Yemes, from the Shloisha Samidois. Matik Lapi Chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Matik Lapi Chesed. In other words, push down the scales. If a person is Mechza al Mechza, Kadosh Baruch Hu put his finger on the one side of the scale to push it down, so the person will have more schusim than Chas V'Sholom Averis. Matik Lapi Chesed. Aleim Omer David. Ahavti ki yishma Hashem is koili. I love it when a Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to my koili tachanunai. I pour out my heart to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I make myself poor, like we said, Tachlunim Yedav Berosh. The Yeshua Kadosh Baruch Hu sends us Yeshua, both now every single year, and also Lasa Lavai, that we should all be Nechtav Nechtam La'al Talachayim Tavim Meshua.
Amen.
Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Zag Ben Shemeshim to be continued tomorrow.